Good morning, Mark, and thanks so much for having me with you. Well, it's been described as the national anthem of America. The hymn, Amazing Grace, is perhaps one of the most beloved religious songs ever written, and this year marks the 250th anniversary of its origins back in 1773. The hymn, the song, Amazing Grace, nearly disappeared. It was one of a number of hymns written by Church of England minister John Newton with a friend of his, William Cowper. And you might recognise the name Cowper, spelt C-O-W-P-E-R, Cowper or Cowper, because there's a Huntingdon Road called Cowper Road. William Cowper himself lived in Huntingdon for a while. But this song was written by his friend John Newton, and the hymn grew in popularity as it was sung through the decades in the United States and indeed spread all across the world, and has been sung at weddings, funerals and special occasions ever since, including at memorials for the NASA astronauts in 1986 and at Ground Zero in New York in 2001. Amazing Grace is one of only a few Christian songs to have made it into the UK singles charts, and has been sung by artists as diverse as Rod Stewart, Mahalia Jackson, Aretha Franklin, Elvis Presley and the Lemonheads. But what is it that has made this song such a classic? Some have pointed to the simplicity of the language and the beauty of the emotion, but perhaps the meaning of the words is what's most important. John Newton, who wrote this song, did so partly to teach the adults and children in his church about the central point at the heart of the Christian faith, which was also at the heart of his own story. Amazing Grace. Grace is undeserved kindness, and it's what God specialises in. Many people think that you have to be good enough, or you have to reach a certain standard before you can be accepted by God. But that's not true, since none of us have loved God as we should. But he is the God who, in the words of the song, saves a wretch like me. Christian faith is about grace, is about God's kindness in the Lord Jesus Christ reaching down to us and bringing us forgiveness and change. John Newton himself was a slave trader who, for the first decades of his life, led a very immoral life, not least in the way that he treated slaves in the transatlantic slave trade. But after he cried out to God on board a sinking ship, God turned his life around and eventually used him to fight against the slave trade that he used to be part of. If God can forgive and turn around John Newton, he can forgive and turn around you and I. Amazing Grace. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.